Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John McGrath, who's the director with Instal. John, you doing all right?
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Most people have heard of Instal. It is an organization focused on the training and certification of installers. Tell us a little bit more about what it is.
Instal is the International Standards and Training Alliance. Mm-hmm. It's an alliance of all the major mills and manufacturers in the floor covering industry. Hundreds of floor covering contractors across the United States and Canada, and installers that are taught to install the product based upon the direction of the manufacturers. We believe the manufacturers know the best way to install their own product. We agree with that, so we incorporate their direction into our training curriculum. We have certification programs, and we have career-long training.
And you have a major facility in Las Vegas, don't you?
We have over a million square feet under roof, probably have almost 300 dormitory rooms, and that's where we have all of our curriculum reviews, all of our meetings regarding our certifications, and we do a lot of our education there. Our instructors are taught, they're trained to trainer there.
Mm-hmm. And you're also you're kind of a subset of the Carpenters Union, aren't you?
Yes, we are. The floor covers, the actual installers, and the contractors are connected through a collective bargaining agreement, and that is the labor management cooperation. That's how we fund Instal. Instal is totally private money, mm-hmm. No government money whatsoever, and through that commitment, we have the resources and the capability to service our customers and service the floor covering industry.
And your path to qualifying someone as a certified installer is kind of the old school as far as the apprenticeship, and I mean, it takes a little bit of time to do it right, doesn't it?
Well, true. I think that any other way would be a shortcut, and so we do have career training. We do have the four-year apprenticeship program, the certification program. The manufacturers helped us to create it, and they are objective evaluations of the skill sets of the installer. So after the installers have made it through the apprenticeship program, then they're eligible to be certified, and they'll have to demonstrate that they have a command of the necessary skill set in order to be recognized or depended on as a skilled installer.
All right. Well, the reason I wanted to talk to you, we just did some research. We asked the nation's independent floor covering retailers, you know, what are your biggest problems? And, you know, we've watched this. We've been doing this research for a long time. And for the last several years, it's either been, you know, low margins or home center competition, that kind of thing. But this year, installation jumped back up to the top position. So when you ask the independent retailers out there what's keeping them up at night, their biggest concern today is having trained installers that they can use to put the floor covering in. And after telling you that, I'm curious what Instal is doing to solve these issues.
The floor covering industry may have a skilled labor crisis, mm-hmm. but not the customers that are working with Instal. Succession issues are not new to Instal. We've been committed to our installer commitment for many years. We vigorously recruit new blood into the floor covering train, and then we train them through our apprenticeship and career-long training.
So if there's a retailer out there that's got this issue and they want to reach into your pool of resources, how do they do that?
Well, they can contact me. My email address is install@carpenters.org. We have training centers across the United States and Canada. Mm-hmm. And then after talking to the retailer, I would connect them with a local rep in their area, and then they would work out the details. We need to stay competitive, and in order to stay competitive, we have to reflect the immediate area. So while our training is standardized, mm-hmm. so whether you're in Boston or you're in St. Louis or you're in Orlando, Florida, it's the same training standards, but the collective bargaining agreement in which the workers work under and is worked out between labor and management, that reflects the area. So the wage package in Orlando, Florida, is a lot different than the wage package in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Well, another important question to ask you, because I see you at the StarNet meetings, and I think it's probably no surprise to anybody that commercial installation project usually can pay a higher wage, but you also certify installers for residential projects as well, right?
Yes. Our carpet and our resilient certifications are comprehensive, mm-hmm. and in fact, our carpet certification leans more towards a residential installation. The carpet installation certification, it includes an installation over tackless and pad. It's woven goods are involved, patterned goods. We have an insert on the borders. They have to use the pole stretcher. They have a step to install. So that's something that you will see more on a residential installation than you will on a commercial installation, because the commercial installation, you're either doing glue down broad loom or you're working with a lot of carpet tile, although we will have the pattern goods and we'll have the hospitality work. So the carpet certification really leans more towards hospitality and residential installation.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, from your perspective, you don't see a shortage of trained installers in the marketplace.
Well, we see the challenge, but the challenge is not new to us. I believe the challenge is higher than normal because we are facing a crisis, a skilled installer crisis in floor covering. Mm-hmm. Because of the recession and because of the aging out of installers, we're losing skilled installers on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But we've always had to deal with that through the install program, and that's why we've always had the recruiting program. Currently, right now, we have 2,000 apprentices that are either in the program or in the pipeline to join the program this September. Mm-hmm. So that's 2,000. That's almost 25% of our full membership. So 1/4 of all install members are apprentices or newcoming apprentices.
So this is encouraging because some of the things that I'm hearing, the feedback I'm hearing is that you can't get people to install floor covering today because it doesn't pay enough or because it's really hard work.
Floor covering, it's a wonderful trade. I'm a floor cover by trade. I enjoy it. I consider floor covers artists with muscles. We're not like a carpenter who can have that gap in their sheetrock and it can change from a quarter of an inch to more than that, but then they're going to tape it up. If we are off by a millimeter, you can see that problem. You know, seams stand out. So our work has to be aesthetically pleasing. It also has to be accurate and technically up to its standards. So it's a great trade. And we're able to recruit because we do outreach into high schools. We have a career connections program. We do outreach to veterans. We have the Helmets to Hard Hats program. Mm-hmm. We're involved with Job Corps. Troubled youth, we work with them, give them career counseling, give them a path to a career. We do outreach to women. We have Sisters in the Brotherhood. We have pre-apprenticeship programs, which serve as a way to orient them into the trade, and also it's a screening process because our trade isn't for everyone. It is a hard trade. It's a demanding trade, and our employers and our customers are paying a good dollar for our installation, so we want to give them their money's worth, so we want to make sure that we only provide them with the most reliable and dependable installer.
Okay, John. So, again, we're talking to John McGrath about his installation training and certification program, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.